Let's go to God's Word. That's our series of the next several weeks. And just week by week, I'm going to look at different subjects. Let's go, buddy. Thank you. Today, there's our American flag. In God we trust. Let's talk about In God We Trust. And today's message is titled, really, In God We Trust, An Appeal to Heaven. Say that with me. And what? Appeal to what? I want to talk about that in a little bit. But in God we trust. A little bit of background on that, where that came from. Let's go with it, buddy. You just pushed me. He said, I can't make it through these slides. There's too many of them. We'll see. In God we trust. Where did it come from? Well, it was urged, in God we trust. That little statement, in God we trust. It was urged to be placed on our currency, and it is, by the Secretary of the Treasury, Salmon P. What? I imagine he's got some roots back to Chase. Banks and everything. In a brief letter to the Director of the National Mint at Philadelphia on November 20th, 1861. This is what people believed. You watch people today, you can't preach God, can't talk about God, separate church and state. We'd never have a country if these lunatics ran things back in the day. Y'all hear me or not? Say. Let's tell the truth. How about, let's say that out loud. Let's do what? Let's tell the truth. So he wanted it on the coins. It first appeared on our coins the year 1864. That's a long time ago. 162 years ago? On our coins. It had been used continually on the 1 cent coin since 1909. In God we trust, it's on the dime since 1916. The dime. Check it out! Silver dollars, quarters, half dollars. In God we trust. I like this guy. I like to put people up that, you know, that people from our Florida, from where I grew up or something like that. Listen to what Florida Congressman Charles Bennett had to say when he wanted in God we trust on all our currency. Not just on the coins, on everything. So this is what he said. I sincerely hope the Senate will give its prompt approval to this proposal. In these days when imperialistic and materialistic communism seeks to attack and destroy freedom, we should continuously look for ways to strengthen the what? The foundation of our freedom. Let's look for ways to do that. He wants holding all the money. They had to vote on it. At the base of our freedom is our faith in God and the desire of Americans to live by His will and His guidance. Say this with me. As long as this country trusts in it will prevail. To serve as a constant reminder of this truth, it's highly desirable that our currency and our coins should bear these inspiring words. Say it with me. Didn't just happen, guys. That's where you live. People from way back stood up for our country. They want God in our life. Amen, yes or no? So what happened? On July the 11th, 1955, Dwight D. Eisenhower, the general, he'd whoop your tail. He signed Public Law 140. It made it what? What's that word? Mandatory that all what? Paper money display the motto what? When you spend that money, oh, look at me. I got the money. I'm the money man. I got the money. I got the money. Look at your hand. What does it say? You don't have nothing without him. They wanted us to know that. Yes or no, amen. That's a good kick in the tail, ain't it? Good. The following year, 1956, Public Law 851 was enacted and signed, say this with me, to make what? Our what? So in God we trust is our what? Now I got two students from Nashville here today. Now be honest with me, okay? Because I'll hurt you. You're in the 10th grade, you're in the 8th grade, no problem to take both of you. Hey, whenever you're going to fight somebody, If you can talk down a little bit with your mouth, it'll help you. No, I'm just kidding. Don't listen to me. Did you know, don't lie, that your national motto for the United States of America was "In God We Trust"? Yes or no? No? Can we thank the Lord they learned something today? Go back and tell your teacher, "Hey, teacher, why didn't you tell me this?" You know what? I bet your teacher doesn't know. It could be. As a matter of fact, our national anthem has it in it. The Star Spangled Banner. We don't sing all the verses, but, "And this be our what? In God is our what?" That's who we are. We're celebrating 250 years. Did you know people don't even want us to celebrate that? They hate our country and hate our president so much, they don't want to hear none of this. If you're that brain dead that you can't thank the Lord that you live in this country and celebrate, something ain't right, man. But I think a lot of it is we just don't know better. And this is our job right here in Englewood. I can't do the whole country, but I can work on Englewood, amen. I prayed, had an opportunity to be at two Memorial Day services this past week in Englewood. And I took the time. I mean, they're asking me to pray, but if you're going to get me, you're also going to get a little speech. And so I want to educate people that we wouldn't have a country if it were not for our founders who believed in Jesus Christ. Amen? Keep looking. Let's go back a little further. Before this, "In God We Trust" on the money, let's go back to the first president of the United States. Are y'all handling this okay? Come on. Come on. I want George Washington to preach today. Did you know the Bible says that we're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses? There are people who've gone before us who loved the Lord, who got saved, and they're now like a big grandstand. Just imagine them. They're looking down at us, cheering us on. And so I think George Washington today, he's one of them. He's down there going, "Lord, help that, help that. Help that little overweight pastor down there. Talks a little funny. Help him preach a good word today." George Washington. I want to learn about him. George Washington, our first president. George Washington as a boy. His father died when he was 11. You can't be nothing if you don't have a daddy when you're 11. You can still be something in America. You hear me? You can grow up like I did. You can grow up like Kyle did. Because of Jesus Christ, we have a hope. We have a future. We have a promise. We can have a family. We can have a wife. We can have children. We can love the Lord. We can stop whatever was started, and we can start something new. Amen? And you're living proof, my buddy. George Washington. He went to live with his older half-brother in Virginia. Boy, that happens a lot nowadays, don't it? Other people raising the kids. Most of his education, say it out loud, was through what? Can we say it again? It was through what? Quit putting that down. You don't know what you're doing. You're crazy. Got it? Say. Okay? Quit putting public school down. Why we got to put people down to begin with? Say. Yes or no? Let's get to the truth. Let's teach the truth. He was homeschooled. He can't amount to nothing. He's homeschooled. Well, he became president of the United States. Oh, which one? The first one. He was so good at it, they didn't want him to leave. They didn't want him to quit. He's the one that said, "Guys, I got to quit this mess." He received his surveyor's license from William and Mary College in 1749 when William and Mary and Yale and Harvard were schools that would preach about Jesus. Check it out. I'd love for you to look up Harvard's roots. Go way back and look them up. You'd be shocked. There's still monuments at Harvard and statues at Harvard that talk about Jesus. They have no idea who he is. It's crazy. It's our country. George Washington, at age 15. I love this. He wrote some rules of civility. As a 15-year-old young man, a boy, teenager. He wrote Rules of Civility, how he's supposed to behave in his own writing, what he thought. Here's what he put down. When you speak of God or his attributes, say it with me. Let it be what? Seriously and with what? 15 years old. I like this one. I just picked out a couple. Honor and obey your parents, he said. Say it out loud. Although they be what? It's easy to put poor people down. It's easy to look down our nose at them. Some of the finest people I've ever met in my life are poor as dirt. They love the Lord. They love their children. They get up early. They stay up late. They work hard. I came from that. My dad was a mill worker. Had a seventh grade education. He was a sweeper. That's all they'd let him do in the mill. He would sweep. And had a little oil can. And he would oil. Kloppman Mill. Pastor Bird from my hometown preached there for 40 years. Is Kloppman Mill, was it a real place? Did my dad really work there? You know somebody else who worked there? What was his name? It was another man you knew that worked there for years. Harmon Coward. Yeah. Real story. Honor your parents even though they be what? Poor. Let's keep looking. We're trying to learn about George Washington. Look at this one. He wrote, let your recreations be what? Not be a man these days is put down. Last several years they've been trying to take men and turn them into women. Is that true or false? It's true. And a man ain't good enough at his sports, so they have to let him now compete in women's sports. Is that true? If you're not good enough to compete in man's sports, get better at it, but you're not going to women's sports. Well, kick your tail out. Got a yes or no amen say. We used to say stuff like this. Be a man. Do you mind saying that with me if you want to, really loud? Be a. Can't say that. Why can't we say that? Let your recreations be manful. Not sinful. Being a man ain't catting around. Oh, that's a man. How many women you get? That ain't a man. That's somebody who's not committed to God. Somebody who's not committed to a family. Not committed to his wife. Not committed to his children. You're a bum. You're not a man. You can't say that. I just said it. Thank you, George. You hear me or not? Is this too hard on y'all? He done preaching too hard. Look at this one. Another thing he wrote. He ain't but 15 years old. Labor to keep alive in your breath. Say it with me. A little what? Spark of celestial. Called your what? Keep your conscience alive. Don't let something sear your conscience. The Bible talks about that. Don't let something kill your conscience, young men. You hear me? I love this guy, George Washington. As a young soldier, he's growing up. Listen to the words of his mother, Mary. When he was a young man, he was headed off to war. There goes her young boy. George, remember that God is our only sure trust. George, to him, I commend you, son. And George, my son, say it with me. Neglect not the duty of what? Secret prayer. It's not about a show, George. It's about your heart with God's heart. Talk to him, George. He'll help you, George. Love him, George. He'll love you back, George. I can hear her talking to him, can't you? There's no doubt that Almighty God protected George Washington as a soldier. You might not know some of this stuff. This is fabulous stuff. As a warrior, George Washington was a warrior. He fought for this country. Say that out loud. George Washington what? He fought for this country. We don't have what we have without people like him. It's incredible. During the French and Indian War, before he fought to lead us to freedom from the British, he was fighting in the French and Indian War. Young George Washington fought alongside a general. What was that general's name? Edward Braddock. And on July the 9th, 1755, about 20 years or so, 21 years before our declaration, the French and Indians surprised them in an ambush attack. You might say, why are you telling me this? Because it's a lot of fun. The British, who were accustomed, and that was George, this is how they're fighting, to fighting in an open field, they were being destroyed by the French and Indians. Being destroyed, okay? Washington rode back and forth across the battlefield. They're just marching. Here's George riding back and forth across that battlefield. And he's delivering the general's orders, General Braddock's orders. He is his protege. He's telling the troops what to do. As the battle raged, would you say this out loud? Every officer on what? Horseback was shot down except who? Did God have his hand on George Washington? Did God have his hand on this country? Guys, I don't believe there'd be a country if there wasn't a George Washington. That's just my opinion. But God used George Washington. And George Washington wouldn't want me to say something like that. He would say right now in heaven, he's going like, he's looking over at Jesus said, I didn't tell him to say that. It was all you. It was all you. And hopefully Jesus is going, yeah, but George, I used you. I love this. Everybody was shot down, all the officers. You know who else was even killed in that battle? Who? Even the general was killed in that battle. I want you to listen to this letter that George Washington wrote his brother. His brother John. He says, John, but by the all-powerful dispensations of God, I've been protected, John, beyond all human probability or expectation. I had 4 bullets through my coat. And 2 horses were shot down from under me. How am I even here? Yet I escaped without what? Although death was leveling my companions on every side of me. He's dead. He's dead. He's riding. Now the horse is dead. Now you get another horse and he's getting shot, but he ain't dying. That's the country you live in. It's a great country, isn't it? George Washington. One of my favorite stories is this Indian that talked about George Washington. Famous Indian warrior said about George Washington. He said, Washington was said out loud, was never born to be killed by a bullet. I had 17, how many? Fair shots at him. There he was. I had 17 fair shots at him with my rifle. And after all of that, say it with me, I couldn't what? Don't get weary in well-doing, the Bible says. In due season, you'll reap if you don't faint. We ought to take courage from a man like this, George Washington. When the odds are against you and you don't think you can make it, with God, all things are possible. Wow. Are you learning anything? Is most of it sort of new for you? You like me, I told you. They're even listening. You're like sitting up in class and everything. As a general, I want you to see the entry into his what? Diary on June the 1st, 1774. 2 years now before our Declaration of Independence, where we're going to go against the mightiest army on the face of the planet, the British. 2 years before in his diary. As the colonies were seeking God's will as to whether or not they should break ties with what? England. What did he have written? Oh, look at this one. Say it out loud in his diary. Here's what he had written. Say it with me. Went to what? And what did he do? Ah, church is for sissies. You're the sissy that believes that. This is a real man. See it? Yes or no right there. You mean he'll fight for his country? And on a Sunday, he'll ride horseback. They said sometimes he would ride 25 miles by horseback to get to a church. That's where I came from. This is the people we came from. You hear me? This is fantastic. What else did you say, George? Listen to the orders he gave to his troops. What's that date? 17 what? 1 year before our Declaration of Independence. Talking about himself here. The general, that's me. George writing, I most earnestly require and I expect the due observance of those articles of war established for the government of the army, which forbids you, as a soldier, a profane what? Swearing or what? It's almost a rite of passage now for our military to be profane, to curse, and to be drunks. And to have prostitutes around you. That's a sad state of our American culture, isn't it? Yes or no or not? We will not keep winning if we keep acting like that. This is the way right here. This is what we used to have. I'm not saying we still don't have it. This is what we should go back to. We should aspire to this kind of leadership. Y'all hear me or not say? This is what a man looks like. It's not that we don't have these passions and we don't want to do these things. But God's will is higher than our will. And His way is right and ours is wrong. Got it or not? He keeps writing. In like manner, what's these two words? I what? And what? General talking. All officers, all soldiers. If you're not out there on the battlefield shooting and protecting, I expect to what? What's that word? What's that dirty word? What's that word? Punctual. Attendance of what? This is from the general. I ain't gonna listen to you. He'd whip you with a whip. They say that. I don't know. I don't think they tested him much on it. How many think he probably had good church attendance? Oh, yeah. Why am I going, he says, to do this? To implore the what? Blessings of God upon the mean used for our what? You got your guns. You got your strategies of war. You need him. You need him. We need him as a country. George knew things that was going to be happening. He had seen the plans. He knew what was coming down the pike. He wanted his soldiers to be men of God. Keep going. Let's learn this great verse, just a verse together right in the middle. Say it out loud. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their what? Wicked way. Then will I what? I'll hear from heaven. And I will do what? Let's keep looking at George. In God we trust. An appeal to heaven. What's that appeal to heaven mean and all that stuff? There's that flag. Did you know that's the flag that this country has? I mean, it's really not the prettiest flag. It's just a white flag with a pine tree on it. But the warships that George Washington commissioned, he wanted them to fly this flag. An appeal to heaven. A flag that literally said that, an appeal to heaven. That was George Washington's heart. He wanted God. I can't make it without you. You're everything. We don't have a dog's chance without you. I want everybody to see that you are who I'm putting my trust in. Do y'all hear me today? Yes or no? That flag. The pine tree symbolizes strength and resiliency. That's what we need as a country. Strength and resiliency. It signifies that when people are oppressed, when they've exhausted all legal and earthly remedies, that their last resort is to what? Appeal to God. For what? Justice, including the what? Yeah, if need be, the right of an armed rebellion. That's what that flag meant. Look it up. Look it up in your dictionary. That's what George flew above those warships. We have the right to be free. Say that out loud. We have the what? And buddy, he was getting ready. He was getting ready. Let the flag fly, baby. So what happened? July 2nd, 1776. 2 days before that document that's going to absolutely castigate the King of England. Line by line. And declare that we are independent from you. What did George write 2 days before this? All hell broke loose. To his soldiers, the time is now near at hand, which must probably determine whether Americans are to be free men or to be slaves. Whether they are to have any property that they can call their own. Whether their houses and farms are pillaged and destroyed and themselves consigned to a state of wretchedness from which no human effort will ever deliver them. The fate of unborn millions, that's us, the fate of unborn millions will now depend upon who? God. And what? The courage of this army. 2 days before the Declaration. To me, that's just I read that in my office the other day, and not just trying to tell you it's the truth. I started crying. The house I have at 30 South Oxford. The little homes I own. Clothes on my back. The freedoms that I enjoy here. All because of people like this. Never forget. That's in the Bible, by the way. That's in the Bible, by the way. That's in the Bible, by the way. Yeah. Yeah. We're told to never forget. Our cruel and unrelenting enemy leaves us only the choice of brave resistance. Or the most what? Abject submission. We have therefore to do what? Resolve to conquer or to what? Die. We got to go. A couple of more. Listen to him on July 9th, 1776, a week after the fact. 1 week after the Declaration, bloodshed everywhere. The general hopes and trusts that every officer and man will endeavor to live and act as it becomes a what? A what? Christian. Don't let people fool you and think, y'all, this nation's made up of all these different religions. It was not. I'm not trying to slam other religions, but quit acting like you were here and your faith did nothing for this country. It was the faith of Jesus Christ. Call his name who? Jesus. We shouldn't shy away from that. What are we doing? This is the way it is. Got it or not? That's too hard, Gary. You can't preach like that. I can. I'm 64. You can't shut me up. Okay? It's okay. And you'll live, by the way. You'll be fine. Yeah. You act as it becomes a Christian soldier defending the dearest rights and liberties of your country. This is the right thing to do. Come on, Rod. 2 years later, Washington writes to General Thomas Nelson. 2 years now. We're a nation. We're a free nation. Ha ha! They did it. I mean, people are, there's still war going on. There's still bloodshed, but they're making it. Say that out loud. They're what? They're making it. He wrote to General Thomas Nelson, "The hand of Providence, which is God, has been so conspicuous in all of this, the course of this war, that somebody who sees this must be worse than a what? An infidel that lacks faith, and more wicked that has not gratitude to acknowledge his obligations to the Lord." That's your first president. Yes or no, amen. And then he says this to Nelson. "All, there'll be enough time for me to turn preacher when my president appointment ends." He loved the Lord. Quit trying to make George Washington have to be perfect. He wasn't perfect. You're not perfect. You hear me or not? He had a job to do. He needed the Lord. He loved the Lord. He served the Lord. He repented. He fasted before the Lord. But he did the job. Mighty man. George Washington. Not a preacher, but president of the United States of America. I'm going to try my best to read this. He took the oath of office on April the 30th, 1789. He didn't become president in 1776. No! All hell's breaking loose for many years. He becomes the first president, April 30th, 1789, with his hand upon a what? An open what? Was it a Koran? Yes or no? It was not. It was the Bible, the Word of God. Listen to what he said. Listen to his own words. Here it is. "It would be particularly improper for me to omit in this first official act my fervent supplications." To who? To Almighty God, who rules over the universe, who provides in the Council of Nations, and whose providential aids can supply every human defect. No people can be bound to acknowledge and adore the invisible hand which conducts the affairs of men more than the people of the United States of America. I love that. He proclaimed Thanksgiving a national holiday. Can we thank him right now, even though it ain't time? I like turkey. Cranberry sauce, all that good stuff. "Now, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th of November, to be devoted by the people of the United States to the services of that great and glorious God who's the author of all the good that was, that is, or that'll ever be." Can't talk about God. You can't talk about our country then. Good stuff. How you doing, young man? At Thanksgiving, you can give a speech now. Don't forget God, March 11th. Don't forget God. George Washington wrote, "I'm sure there was never a people who had more reason to acknowledge a divine interposition in their affairs than those of the United States." His farewell address. What did he say? "The name American, which belongs to you, is your national, in your national capacity, must always exalt the just pride of what? Patriotism. More than any other application derived from local discriminations." Yeah, they use fancy words. We don't even have to read some of us. "With light shades of differences." Say this with me. "With light shades of differences, you all have the same what?" Say that one more time. "With light shades of differences, you all had the what?" What's that mean? There was different denominations. There was not different gods. Amen. Got it or not? Who said that? You know better now. People now. No, I know better now. You weren't even there. You're a bum. Listen to the man that was there. Listen to the man that was present. Listen to the man, his last words. He tried to help us. It's about Jesus. It's about knowing the Lord. With light shades of differences, you have the same religion, manners, habits, and political principles. Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion, and don't let that word fool you. Religion means belief in Jesus, belief in the Bible, belief, faith in Jesus Christ, faith in God. And what? What's that word? Our indispensable what? We need Jesus and we need His Word. We need to do His Word. And you can stay strong. That's what George said. In vain would men claim the tribute of patriotism. I'm going to be ugly. I saw it yesterday. People down on Dearborn Street acting like they're patriots. Putting down our country. You hear me or not? I never thought I'd live to see the day when literal signs were calling for the death of President Trump. Literal signs in Inglewood, Florida, calling for his execution. You're a disgrace to Inglewood, Florida. You have the right to be free. You can carry signs. This is not who we are. This is not the people we are. Y'all hear me or not? George said you can act like a patriot. But you labor to subvert the great pillars of human happiness, these firmest props of the duties of men and citizens. Now some of y'all might not like me today. I ain't ever going back there. Well, guess what? You met Gary. This is who I am. Why should I pretend to be somebody I'm not? I love this country. It's not a perfect country. President Trump's not a perfect president. I don't know if you've checked lately. We ain't had none. I can find a lot of good things to say about him if you want me to sometime. I'll sit with you and talk to you. And I can point out bad things too. But if you sit with me a while, I can find some good things to say about you. And I bet you I can find some bad too. If you want me to. How many got some bad in you you'd rather me not know? Can I see some hands? I got to quit. Let's thank the Lord for His Word. Let's call it. We'll call it right there. Woo!